So just on Neil and Sandy, if you didn't know this, I mean, they're quite an unassuming couple. She's in a wheelchair and he's got crutches. Between them, they have 150 medals, international medals for Paralympics. She was in 3 Paralympic Games. Can you believe it? And you would never say. So some things we don't know about people, hey? So lovely chatting to them. Fascinating. You must ask her about when she swam the event in the Olympics. Fascinating story. I'd love to tell it now. You can see I'm excited. But we've got a way to go this morning. We're still going to get through the preach by Brian and the communion. So, whew, what a day. So just to start off with, I don't know if you've had the blessing of having children. We've got 2 boys. But there's a place in their life where there's a transition. Well, there's a number of transitions, but there's one that happens when they used to having a bottle and then they go onto real food or solid food. This is something that I put together for... So I did ask my children if I could have their permission to show home movies of them in church. They gave me permission. But if you've ever raised children, then it's a place where in going from liquids to solids where perseverance is something you've got to have. Patience, because it goes in, it comes out. It goes in, it comes out. And then there's a place where actually the solid food is great. You could see Jaden clearly in that last little video clip, solid food was something that he really didn't mind, even though his brother was smearing it all over his face. And then there's a place where you almost can't keep up. Your bills go right through the roof, and they grow up to be taller than you. Because they, and I always say, it's quite funny, we have dinner at 6, and then about 7:38, they start to graze. You know, you hear the refrigerator open, or a cupboard in the kitchen. You hear cornflakes at like... 8:30 at night. I'm like, what on earth? Anyway, I also used to think of my children when they got the solid food thing, like birds in a nest. You know those birds, they just are so eager. They just want food. They just wait with their mouths open. That's what I pictured with my boys when they got the solid food thing taped. They were loving it. Now, Paul speaks about milk and solid food. And so that's where we're going to go today, to the book of Hebrews. And this piece of scripture he entitled, Warning Against Falling Away. Hebrews 5:11-14. We have much to say about this, but it is hard to make it clear to you because you no longer try to understand. In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food. Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teachings about righteousness. But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So milk is great, but you cannot live on milk alone. We do need solid food. Solid food for our bodies, but also solid food for our souls, for our spirits. Paul is making this point about our spiritual lives as he speaks here. As Christians, we start on milk, but we need to progress at some point to solid food. So the first thing that we learn here is that the people that Paul is writing to, they are people who no longer try to understand. He said that. You no longer try to understand. They don't fully understand what he is saying about being a Christian. That is the NIV translation. Now, when you look at many different translations of this one little bit of scripture, all kinds of things come out because that word can be translated in many different ways. But these are some of the things that other translators have said. You are spiritually dull and don't seem to listen. You have bad hearing. You are slow to understand. You are weak to hear. Too lazy to pay attention. You are lazy to understand. Sluggish in hearing. My favorite of all times was this one. You are dull of hearing. There's just something about the language there that kind of puts it in place. These people did not want to go from milk to solid food. They were dull of hearing. That Greek word, natros, can be translated in many different ways, and that's why we have all of these different translations. It can mean slow, sluggish, lazy, or dull. And one of the commentators, you know, I was speaking to Jaden about this and just saying how back in the day, sometimes people just said it really well. The one commentator said this whole sluggish, not paying attention, not listening thing. It can be used of the numbed limbs of an animal which is ill. Isn't that just beautifully put? Or somebody else that I read said this, it can be used of a person who has the imperceptive and lethargic nature of a stone. I just love it. It's like, what are these people like? They like stones. Hey? Imperceptive and lethargic. So these verses are written to dull people. Stones who refuse to hear. And then he goes on to say that these people should be teachers. But they're not. They're not teachers. They should be teaching, but they still need to be taught the elementary truths. The same problem has haunted the church for a very, very long time. I think since the church started. Well, here he's writing to the Hebrews. Obviously, back then it was a problem, and it never stopped being a problem. There have always been some Christians that will just never grow up. They'll just be dull stones. And then he says in Hebrews 5:12, you need milk, not solid food. Hey, what an indictment. You need solid food, but you just can't take it. So the basics then, milk. What is milk in the believer's life? I got to thinking about this. I got to thinking, okay, so if I can nail down what milk is, then I can know when I've kind of got to solid food. We like to work like this. Some people love metrics. You know, if there was a spreadsheet, an Excel document with milk, tick, 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 tick. Whew. Okay, I'm on to solid food. That would be great, wouldn't it? Well, unfortunately, it's not that easy. It's just not that easy. We can learn a couple of things, though, from the scripture this morning. Hebrews 5:13 says, whoever lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teachings about righteousness. So that's the first thing that these dull people don't get. What is righteousness? And I think the possibility is that there's a bit of an allusion towards faith by works and faith by grace. Paul spoke about that quite a lot. But also, do we fully understand what this whole righteousness thing is? What is righteousness? To be in a right relationship with Almighty God. And how does that take place? That takes place when we say, we are sinners. We repent of our sin. We turn. We were going this way in our way of sin. We turn and we repent. 180 degrees turn. We go the other way and we make Jesus Christ Lord of our lives. Maybe there's some people that just don't get that. You know, you've spoken to people who are all about, oh, I've got to do good things. Are you going to heaven or hell? Well, heaven. How come? Oh, no. Look, I always, I don't swear at taxis anymore. But you know what I mean? There's this thing where maybe that's where people get stuck, understanding righteousness. And this is what Paul is saying here. But we need to continue seeking after God's heart. Continue to turn from sin and seek sanctification. The righteousness thing starts when we become Christians, but continues. Our lives need to reflect the righteousness that we are trying to grow into in Jesus Christ. I wonder if this, just right now, at this moment, you can just look inside for a moment. Just do a quick self-analysis. Okay? Milk, solid food. Where am I at? Maybe about the whole righteousness thing, but just about my life, my spiritual life. Where am I? Am I on solid food yet? Am I still dabbling with milk? You don't have to put up your hands. It's a rhetorical question. Look, there's nothing wrong with milk. Every single Christian has to start with milk. We start with the basics. We have to start there. I mean, I couldn't just have those two kids of mine arrive and go, here, have this orange stuff that we just fed to all of our kids. I don't know if you picked up on that. They just got orange stuff over and over. I think that's why they don't like it that much now. It could be the reason. But we all start with it. In 1 Peter 2, 1 and 2, Peter's speaking to new Christians. Therefore, rid yourselves of all malice, all deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and slander of every kind. Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation. Now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. So he's writing to these new Christians, and he's saying, get rid of all this stuff, and then grow up. You need milk. And so that's what he's writing to. He's writing to these people that need milk. And he's saying to them, be holy. He's saying, let go of all of this stuff, malice, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, slander. But listen, don't stick on the milk. So there's a place for milk in the believers' lives. But Paul, as he writes in Hebrews, he's not writing to the new Christians. He's writing to Christians who are quite far along in their journey, but are too dull to listen. So we must be familiar with the basics of our faith. The milk may no longer feed us as we grow. We still need the milk. We still need to understand what the milk is. We need to know what righteousness is.